Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to do some messing around, get caught, fulfill some requests, pack our bags, and do some wondering. Listener Bjorn in Sweden sent a nice email several weeks ago requesting a couple of tunes which he hasn't heard in a while. Here's Jack Denny and his orchestra.
Thank you. sky. They keep an eye on kids like me and you. They cry each time we are naughty. Their teardrops are the rain. But when we're good, they are smiling, and they shine again. Stars are the windows of heaven, where angels peep through.
It's not quite here yet, but there you had a couple of songs about autumn. We just heard Will Osborne and his orchestra, with Will doing double duty, directing and providing the vocal on When Autumn Comes Around from August 22, 1933. When Autumn Comes Around was written by Abner Silver, Ken Burgess, and Harold Raymond. We started off with a request of listener Bjorn in Amsterdam for When Autumn Leaves Are Falling. Bjorn didn't request to hear a specific artist, so we heard from Jack Denny and his orchestra. They recorded When Autumn Leaves Are Falling for Brunswick on February 15, 1926. That effort was rejected, but they went back in the studio a couple of weeks later on March 1st, and that's the version we heard. In between those autumnal songs, we heard another request from listener Bjorn, Stars Are the Windows of Heaven. That was Franklin Bauer with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra on August 18, 1926. Stars Are the Windows of Heaven was written by Tommy Maley and Jimmy Steiger and was recorded by a lot of different artists over several decades, including Ruth Etting, Jones and Hare, Willie Krieger, Bob and Alf Pearson, Ben Selvin, the Deep River Boys, and more recently the Andrews Sisters and even Anne Murray in 1994. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Many people can't stand him, but I kind of like Andy Rooney, who often starts off his segment on 60 Minutes with, "Did you ever wonder?" Well, in this next segment, we're going to do some wondering, beginning with the Goofus Five.
Closely, honey, I have something very important to say to you. Makes no difference where I go or what I do, on the street, at my work or play, my thoughts will cling to you. Asleep at night and through the livelong day, your image stays with me. You have a power, if you wish to try, to send me to the depths or to raise me up on high. Before I met you, I'd never felt this way. But now that I love you, I shall always continue to say,
If you can, dear, answer me true, I wonder why I'm always lonely. I wonder why I'm always blue. I wonder why I love you only, and no one else but you will do. Why do I sigh and almost cry? Yes, almost die when you're not nigh. Why do I long so much for you and hope you're true, dear? I wonder why.
Thank you.
If you happen to know what's become of Sally, would you let Sam Lannon's orchestra know? Because there they were around August 4th of 1924 playing I Wonder What's Become of Sally. Milton Ager wrote the tune and Jack Yellen the lyrics, which you didn't hear there, but which Al Jolson did record that same year. I'm not sure if it was written specifically as an answer song of sorts to Sally, but we started off with the Goofus Five wondering what's become of Joe on May 12, 1926. I Wonder What's Become of Joe was written by Maceo Pinkard and Roy Turk. After that, we heard Lester Pratt of the Jacksonville Harmony Trio, accompanied by pianist Sugar Underwood, but unaccompanied by the other member of the trio, tenor Charles Frazier, on I Wonder. I Wonder was written by Robert H. Cloud and recorded by Victor on August 23, 1927. I Wonder was followed by Claude Reese and the Caroliners wondering where Mary is tonight. The Caroliners were members of the Ben Pollock Band without Ben Pollock, recording for independent labels under unusual pseudonyms, some of the others of which were Jimmy Bracken's Toe Ticklers, Goody and His Good Timers, the Dixie Daisies, and the Whoopee Makers. I Wonder Where Mary Is Tonight was written by Mitchell Parrish.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
As I was looking through song titles and putting this show together, I happened upon the first song in this set which caught my eye. Here's Casey Bill Weldon to start off a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about getting caught.
In the parlor and begin to hug and kiss. The moon shone through the window and the stars were hanging low. And when I went to kiss my gal, her pa stepped in the door and he caught us doing it.
Hey, hey.
Caught us doing it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Caught us doing it.
Doing what?
He caught us making love.
Yeah, beat it out, boy. He caught you, huh?
Out one night, a walking in the park, my feelings seemed to tell me to kiss her in the dark. I put my arms around her, she pressed her lips to mine. My big policeman flashed the light and a chill run down my spine. And he caught us doing it.
Hey, hey.
Caught us doing it.
Hey, hey, hey.
Caught us doing it.
Doing what?
He caught us making love. They took me to the county jail and put me in a cell. They said, don't worry about the trial, the judge will treat you well. Next morning when I come to trial, the judge was feeling fine. He said, I'm gonna be light on you, I'm gonna give you 99. And now I'm doing it.
Hey, hey.
And now I'm doing it.
Hey, hey, hey.
And now I'm doing it.
Doing what?
Now I'm doing time.
Yeah, you're doing time now, huh? Out, boy. He ought to give you 199.
waiting for my bluebird, for baby bluebird. I'm calling again. Here am I, chasing the rainbow for my bluebird, but maybe my bluebird was caught in the rain. While I'm yearning for the burning sun, only shadows I see. Love brings happiness to everyone, but so far it has forgotten me. So here am I, watching and waiting for my bluebird. It must be my bluebird was caught in the rain.
By that old cottage door. Why are my wings so weary? I can't fly anymore. Here I am praying, broken and saying, give me the sun again. Just like a butterfly that's caught in a rain. Thank you.
We began that set about getting caught with Hawaiian steel guitar wizard Casey Bill Walden and the Hokum Boys and Caught Us Doing It from December 16, 1935. The name the Hokum Boys was used by a number of different groups recording for different labels in the 20s and 30s, but this Hokum Boys group consisted of Weldon on guitar and vocal, Big Bill Brunsey on guitar, Bill Settles on string bass, and Terry Edwards. Next, it was the Ipana Troubadours with an unidentified vocalist and My Bluebird Was Caught in the Rain from August 12, 1930. My Bluebird Was Caught in the Rain was written by Max Rich and Henry Creamer. That was followed by Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra, whom we heard in the first segment of the show, this time with Just Like a Butterfly Caught in the Rain from June 2, 1927. Just Like a Butterfly was composed by Harry M. Woods and Johnny Marvin, sang Mort Dixon's lyrics. For this next segment, Jimmy Blythe and his Ragamuffins are going to get us started doing some messing around. Thank you.
got to mess around when you're doing the Charleston, Charleston, worst thing you do. Now when you rail way back, when you grab your gal, and when you clap your hands, and you do the Eagle Rock, but don't you stop at all. Uncle Jack's the best man fool, he would never do Charleston, Charleston, when he learned of that brand. You danced such a brand, and clean forgot his age, when he danced his brand new race. Then he yelled out, don't forget to do your stuff when you dance or mess around.
We started Messing Around with Jimmy Blythe and his Ragamuffins and Messing Around from July 26, 1926. Trixie Smith was the vocalist, and you heard Johnny Dodds on alto sax and clarinet. Then Fats Waller was Messing Around with the Blues on the pipe organ in the former Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey, recorded by Victor on February 16, 1927. Next, it was the Memphis Jug Band, led by guitar, harmonica, and string bass player Will Shade, and 4th Street Mess Around, recorded by Victor in Memphis, Tennessee, on May 21, 1930. Jimmy and Fats and Charlie obviously took Louis Armstrong's advice, don't forget to mess around. That was Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five with Johnny Dodds again on alto sax and clarinet, and Louis himself on vocal on June 16, 1926. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. This final segment of the show features Rapidly Rotating Records about suitcases.
What?
I know. At the end of the set, I'll let you know how this set came to be. Here's Fats Waller once again.
Full of woe, for she never had a man who could or would propose. Suitcase Susie took a transatlantic cruise. She was searching for the one to cure her case of blues. I got a case, but I don't know what it is. From the dikes of Holland to the Nile, she kept hoping that she'd be alive. Can you imagine that jive? Susie found her traveling aboard. So she came on, mad the guy next door. She mad him, I hope she did. What kind of case is that?
Thank you.
your shoes got painted lips and your painted eyes. In the arms of paradise, I'm only grown somehow. Cause you know what is too hard now.
Began this suitcase set with Fats Waller once again in Suitcase Susie from November 3rd, 1939. Fats wrote a lot of songs, but not that one. That was written by Hugo Rubens and Charles French. Next, in what may be the first time I've played Albert Ammons on the show, we heard Suitcase Blues from the very first recording session by the Blue Note label on January 6, 1939. We finished up with the Spirits of Rhythm, Leo Watson, Wilbur Daniels, and Douglas Daniels on vocal and tiple, a Puerto Rican 3, 4, or 5-string derivation of the guitar, Teddy Bunn on guitar, and Virgil Scroggins on drums and vocal. So what does Nobody's Sweetheart have to do with suitcases? Well, as I was looking through discographies for this show, I happened upon this record, which in the personnel lists Virgil Scroggins as not only playing drums and vocalizing, but also playing the whisk broom and suitcase, which you can plainly hear in the recording. This may be the only band with suitcases as part of their instrumentation. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.